You're listening to SBS News.
The last time world leaders gathered to address gender inequality and invest in women's advancement was in 1995 for the Beijing World Conference on Women. It was there that the former United States Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, First Lady at the time, delivered her iconic speech saying, "Women's rights are human rights."
When I said that 26 years ago about women's rights and human rights, now looking back, I believe we have made progress, not near enough, and that we have to recommit ourselves to going even further. But we also need the power to claim those rights. Rights without power adds up to very little.
And global leaders are trying to achieve exactly that by strengthening and recommitting to gender equality at the largest international conference on women's rights in decades. It is called the Generation Equality Forum, and it was held in Paris. More girls are going to school, fewer girls are forced into early marriage, more women are serving in parliament and positions of leadership, and laws are being reformed to advance gender equality, according to the United Nations. However, many challenges remain, and they have been exacerbated by the pandemic. The World Economic Forum says an estimated 47 million more women will fall into extreme poverty, and the International Labour Organization has said unemployment for women rose by 9 million in 2020. UN Women Executive Director Fumzile Lambo-Nuka says women are being squeezed into a small corner.
Women make up one quarter of those who are managers. They are one quarter of parliamentarians around the world. They are one quarter of those who negotiate in climate change. They are less than a quarter of those who negotiate peace agreements. And all these decisions have a fundamental impact in their capacity to have a life that is meaningful.
Hosted by UN Women and the governments of France and Mexico, the forum aimed to find ways to move forward from these statistics and fast-track the road to gender equality, as well as mobilizing millions of dollars to achieve the long-sought goal quickly. French President Emmanuel Macron attended and addressed the impact that COVID-19 has had on women.
In France, the intimacy of lives under lockdown, violence towards women, which we sometimes call intrafamilial violence, have restarted and increased. While 500 million women and girls over 15 years old are illiterate, girls were again taken out of school during lockdown. And so we have often said that COVID is an antisocial virus because it affected the poorest, and it also is anti-feminist. That is clear.
Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador joined the conversation from Mexico City.
How important is it to speak about equality and not just equality of the sexes? Of course we are equals, men and women, and we must continue to fight against machismo. But we must not forget economic and social equality. That is fundamental to building a better society.
Mexico is the second worst country in Latin America when it comes to femicides, the homicide of women killed by gender violence. According to the Center for Strategic International Studies, approximately 10 women are killed every day in the country. Argentinian President Alberto Fernandez also joined via teleconference from Buenos Aires.
We have assumed, as others have, to focus on strengthening our policies towards strengthening international policies regarding sexual and reproductive rights. I believe that this forum is an ambitious point of departure and hope it is a platform from which to continue working together to guarantee more equality and more rights.
A bill passed in December last year made Argentina the third country in South America to permit elective abortions. A move pro-choice campaigners say sends a strong message to other countries within Latin America. Melinda French Gates also attended, announcing the Melinda Gates Foundation will spend $2.1 billion to advance global gender equality. Ms. Gates also pledged a further $1.4 billion on women's sexual health and reproductive rights.
What I know is that if you lift up women, if we lift up women and make sure They can use the voices they already have in all places of power, and they have their full power and influence in the world. Those women and girls will lift up everybody else.
Political leaders, corporate executives, and activists unveiled a total of $40 billion to advance gender equality, funding that will go toward instituting hundreds of new gender-focused policy proposals on issues including gender-based violence, which spiked globally during the coronavirus pandemic, economic empowerment, and access to reproductive health services. At the largest international conference on women's rights in more than 25 years, the figure is most likely the largest sum ever dedicated to the issue. Bernadette Clark, SBS News.